President Obama signed a $1.8 trillion spending and tax cut package after Congress passed the deal in a rare moment of bipartisan unity. The measure expands military spending and provides a billion-dollar tax loophole sought by the hotel, restaurant and gambling industry. It also lifts the 40-year ban on exporting U.S.-produced crude oil, a move Oil Change International called a disaster for the climate. Democratic leaders said lifting the ban was crucial for winning Republican support. President Obama praised Congress for passing the bill.
And today they passed a bipartisan budget deal. I'm not wild about everything in it. I'm sure that's true for everybody. But it is a budget that, as I insisted, invests in our military and our middle class without ideological provisions that would have weakened Wall Street reform or rules on big polluters.
Privacy advocates have objected to the spending bill's quiet inclusion of the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, or CISA, a measure they say will expand mass surveillance under the guise of cybersecurity. Among other provisions are new restrictions on the visa waiver program, which could force Europeans deemed to be nationals of Iran, Iraq, Syria, or Sudan, or people who have visited those countries since 2011, to obtain a visa before entering the United States. Since the move is likely to trigger reciprocal restrictions from European countries, critics warn Iranian Americans could now be treated as, quote, second-class citizens when traveling abroad.